thinking about Pentecost and the gift of the Holy Spirit, I'm reflecting today on how it is that you and I can come to have confidence in the power of God in the Holy Spirit. You know, I think we get real confidence when a general truth, a teaching about God, becomes personally true for us. When a larger theological principle suddenly touches our lives, that's when it becomes the truth for me in my life. It was that way in the first generation of Christians. All of that talk about repentance and about the Son of Man dying for us and the story about the empty tomb, all of it became a burning reality in their hearts and so thoroughly transformed them that the book of Acts tells us it was like the rush of a mighty wind and tongues of fire. I think too about later generations of Christians like John Wesley, the one who started the Methodist movement in the Anglican Communion. It was different for him. He had taught about the love of God and the atonement and reconciliation and essential biblical truths all of his life. But one day in a prayer meeting with some Moravians, it came home to him about the forgiveness of sins and touched him personally. And that's when he said those famous words that his heart was strangely warmed. No rush of wind or roar of the Holy Spirit, no flames leaping from the heads of the apostles, but a heart that was strangely warmed and new confidence in the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, it's that way in your life and in mine too. When our belief touches us and heals us and resolves the brokenness and the guilt, the sickness and the death of our life, that's when the Holy Spirit becomes real. That's the source of confidence. That's the source of confidence that helps us know that God is with us in the Holy Spirit. It's what happened to the disciples. It's what happened to John Wesley. It's what happens to you and me when Jesus enters our lives, takes hold of our hearts, and gives us the gift of His Spirit.